It's time for the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. Grab your coffee, your Bible, a pen, and your journal. It's time to be encouraged. And now here are your hosts, Terry and Melissa.
There we are. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I am so good. How are you?
Good. You've already had your share of technological mysteries and
successes
today.
Yeah.
So this ought to be a pretty good show.
You know? It's going to be a good show because we get to start right off this morning with prayer. And so first and foremost, we just want to welcome you to the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa Wright. We're so glad that you've joined us today. And one of the reasons that we do this show is to love you and encourage you and to pray for you and to bring the word for you. And right off the bat, we have Jerry joining us from Wichita, Kansas this morning. And Jerry's getting ready to have surgery. And so all of you that are already on here this morning, MK and everybody else who's on, will you join with Terry and I as we go to the Lord in prayer for Jerry this morning? Lord, we thank you so much for Jerry's life. We thank you that he's on this call, this live stream. It's no accident that he's joined us at this time, Lord. Right. And so we lift him up to you in prayer for whole healing in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father, that you want to heal his body, that you love him, and that you want to do a work in his life. So, Father, I pray that the whole man would be wholly healed by a whole God in the name of Jesus. That's right. I pray. I rebuke affliction, disease, and pain out of Jerry's body. In Jesus' name, I pray and believe. Amen.
Jesus' name. Yeah. Hey, buddy, you got to give us an update later on, okay?
Yeah,
so you can either Facebook message me or whatever, and we'll get connected, all right?
Yeah, and MK, good morning from down the street in Shelbyville, Kentucky.
That's
we
right.
love MK. We're so glad that she's on this morning. She's such an encouragement to
us.
Yes,
for sure, for
and
sure. It's Monday, so it's our Monday morning motivation.
Yeah.
So sometimes we need a little motivation, motivate the motivator. How about that? And you do that
that's
with
good.
Your comments and with everything else.
Yeah,
so
that's good. And so the good thing about what we do is that we can't do it without you. And so we appreciate you joining us this morning. And if you're just tuning in, we want you to know that we welcome you. Good morning. We pray that this Monday is going to be amazing for you. But we don't know that you're watching and tuning in if you don't type in the chat box.
Right.
So if you could let us know you're on by just typing a hello and good morning and maybe letting us know where you're tuning in from this morning, we want to welcome you properly.
Yeah.
And we also have a very big question that we always like to know. What is in your cup this morning? That's right. We want to know what you're drinking this morning. And so let's do a little roll call. Good morning to Lynn from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Good morning, Ben and Tara Johnson. This is Tara that's tuning in this morning. Good morning, my sweet sister Tara, whom I love dearly, the new pastors at Somerset First Church of the Nazarene in Somerset, Kentucky.
Awesome.
And so we bless you guys this morning. I love, love, love having my spiritual kids tune in.
It is so good.
Yeah,
so
I love it. And so if you're on, we want to hear from you. If you're just tuning in and you wonder what in the world matters, why you ask what's in our cup, we just really want to know what you drink in the morning. Some people love coffee. I'm some people.
Yeah.
And some people like coffee. He's some people.
I like coffee.
And some
I like
people,
creamer.
That's right. Some people love to drink tea and juice and water and protein shakes and all of the things. You're welcome, sweet sister. And so, what are you drinking this morning? I'll tell you what's in my cup. Did you even get a cup?
I do have one. I got the very last of the pot because you started early today. And so
I did.
You admitted, and of course you're using your Kentucky barrel, cup, mug,
my bucket, my Kentucky bucket.
Coffee.
Okay, yeah. So I was up early because this morning was the Queen's funeral. Did anybody else get up early to tune in to the Queen's funeral this morning? Mm. If you did, let us know. I bet Lynn did.
Probably.
Okay, so Lynn says the best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup, and she's drinking Folgers with sweet cream and a pump of vanilla. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, it does.
My sweet MK is drinking Starbucks decaf Verona with half and half. Hey, that sounds delicious. And this morning, good morning to Master Pastor Yoda, and Ben is drinking Starbucks white mocha in his cup, he's in a coffee rut, but he says it's good. And that's the thing. You can drink the same thing over and over every single day, Michigan Terry, and never get tired of it. It's okay to be in a coffee rut. He's working out with a good new trainer, so he's feeling good this morning.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
I love when you guys tune in. I love when I know what you're drinking. This morning, here's my cup. Okay, we do have a different setup here. So the camera's in a new place. So if it takes me a minute to figure this out, I'm drinking Good as Gold Snickerdoodle again,
which we introduced on Saturday.
It's a new coffee that we're drinking, and I gave it 5 full cups. I have a rating system. It's at a 5. I can give quarter and half cups also, but this one's 5 full cups. Let me tell you something about it. It's not overly flavored. It's not overly cinnamony or cookie tasting at all. It's a very smooth, sweet flavor with notes that are muted sweetness. So it's not over the top syrupy sweet. It's a very good coffee. Good as Gold ships whole beans, and they ship ground beans. And they're a coffee company, a coffee roaster that's a family that's roasted for over 50 years out of Maine, Worcester, Maine.
That's so
good. So we highly recommend that. Now, I have to jump over to the chat box and say good morning to Pastor Jim, the coolest pastor I know, in Virginia this morning.
Good morning, Jim.
Lynn says she was absolutely up to watch the Queen's funeral, and it really was beautiful. And how about it, you guys, that Archbishop or whatever he's called, just speaking the word. Come on, he was just sharing the word of God this morning, reading out of the scripture, and I'm like, man, the who's of the nation's leader. And Pastor Dale Hoffpower prayed into this morning on our intercession call. The world got to hear the word of God this morning because of the Queen's funeral. Hallelujah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Word of God going forth, and it won't return void. I pray that people will be changed for the kingdom today because the word of God went forth from such a huge platform.
Amen. And you know, that's such a big deal because of politics versus religion in this world today. And also, it's the hope of, I guess, every believer, it should be anyway, that, you know, when you're at a memorial service or a funeral, it's not so much about the person who's passed. Yes, we're paying honor to them, but the message needs to be for the people who are still living, who are sitting in the seats, who are undecided about where they're going to spend their eternity. And maybe they don't even know it.
That's right.
So, you know, as pastors, we've always tried to make sure that we present the gospel when we're doing a service like that. So,
That's
good that he did that.
So, Jerry's not had anything this morning because he's gotten NPO, means nothing by mouth, meaning he cannot have anything because he's about to have surgery, but his wife, Nancy, had a protein shake.
Yeah.
I pray you get a good cup of coffee when you wake up from surgery, buddy. Yeah.
And when you're all done, maybe they'll bring you that T-bone steak.
Pastor Jim is drinking hot green tea this morning because he's a healthy guy.
Yeah.
He is the specimen of fitness. He's like Ben. He is. You guys are so in shape. And I'm not jealous. I might be a little bit.
No,
but
not at
they're
all.
They're so in shape.
So I mentioned your Kentucky mug. So let's get that up there because we got to take our mug shot.
Yeah. And, I'm going to have to do it this way today. And see if I can figure this out.
Okay.
So sorry.
So I think we're going to, on Mondays, so you're looking over there, but it's up here, right? It's kind of weird. Okay, so on Mondays, I usually try to pull out my See the Good cup because, you know, in that motivation, we want to see the good. And so in everything.
Hang on, let me get my tongue just right to see if I can hold up my cup right.
You got to look over there and then look up here, right? All right, in 3, 2, 1.
Did I do it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I didn't look to see.
Moving the camera, I know you said it's not moved.
Well, the camera's not moved.
I know, but the screen is moved. Yeah. And so I'm all over the place today, you guys. I'm sorry. But you know what? I'm wearing my oldest ball cap. I pulled it out. This ball cap is like 15 or 18 years old.
Wow.
I love it so much. It says, if you could see it, life is good. And then I've got my Royals, Royals. My Royals ball pin is on
Turn sideways. Let's see that Royals pin there. We can see it.
Okay. Yeah. So I'm a Royals fan. I've since become a Cincinnati Reds fan as well.
Wow.
But powder blue go.
Hey, if you missed our last episode, it was on Saturday morning. We talked about that because we had mentioned the Good as Gold coffee that we introduced at that time. We talked about family traditions, fun stuff that we love to do with our families, and things that maybe we are starting some new traditions. Maybe you got some ideas. And we also had the word from your day from Psalm chapter 8. The Wheel of History. We hadn't done the Wheel of History in a little while because we hadn't had a Saturday show the week before because of the Labor Day or because of the waiting. But we did get that in. And we talked about the oddest of all things, a 54 mile auto race that took over 7 hours just to complete. Also, one of our favorite TV shows, MASH, debuted at that time back in 1972. And we talked about The Hobbit by Tolkien, which we have been watching the new series.
It's we watched all the old things.
It's like a prequel to everything else that's already been
made.
Okay,
and The Hobbit's a prequel to The Lord of the Rings.
So in this case, it's good to have a little background before you go into something else.
They are making these things backwards. They made the ending first,
like Star Wars did.
Whatever. Also, I have a trivia. No. I have a voter. I need your opinion question.
A voter. I need your opinion.
Yeah. Okay. So Terry,
my opinion or theirs?
I know yours. Oh, I'm asking the people.
I got you.
And so Terry has a little mustache he's got growing here. He's always had his little soul patch, which I think is just awesome. He's not sure he wants to keep the mustache, but as I look at you on the screen, it looks pretty cool. And so I thought, why not get the people's opinion? What do you guys think? Should Terry shave his mustache or let it grow?
Can I do this?
Ooh. That's close. Extreme close-up.
Whoa. Yeah. Something new
that's
I learned
awesome.
Here.
Awesome. That's great. Okay, so what do you guys think? Should Terry keep the stash or should he shave it off?
Or should I stash it away in the trash?
And don't say anything negative about the soul patch because I really love that. Okay, so that's not up for discussion. But the stash is, what do you guys think? Can I do that? Can I like...
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
Too late. I already did it.
To me, well, what did I say it was? It was some kind of...
It was a happy accident,
A mistake. I don't know why.
Jerry says to keep it. Yeah. Right. I think it's pretty cool too, yeah. Jerry. I like it.
Well, I saw a picture. I think it was like 1993 or 92 when I was just a little wee lad. Right. And I had, I was playing in a band at the time and I had the whole mustache goatee kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so I don't know.
Lynn says, don't trash the stash. I love that.
Trash the stash.
Okay. So, this morning as Terry and I prayed together, afterward, I got a little smooch. And it was like a little tickly prickly and I, you know what, right here on my lip. And I'm like, you know what though? I think it kind of looks cool. I don't think you ought to get rid of it just yet. Know,
one of the signs of an early winter is when the little worm comes out, the fuzzy caterpillar, you know, so I don't know if some people like
it. Is that really true?
It's a sign of, yeah.
Really?
If you start to see those, remember we would be driving down the road and we'd see them in the highway and they're only like 2 inches long. I think it's the sign of an early winter.
Well, the Farmer's Almanac, which we're from Kansas. So there's two books we live by, the Word of God, the Bible, the Holy Bible, and the Farmer's Almanac. Mm-hmm. And the Farmer's Almanac is a very far second from the Bible. But I do want to say it's typically pretty accurate.
Yeah, it very much is.
And so we read that, Terry read that to me, which we do almost every late summer. Every time we pull it out and read it. And
talking
so
about
we read
a higher precipitation and colder, like the coldest we've seen in quite some time for this winter. But you know what? We
nationwide,
can't change it.
No, nationwide.
But we can prepare for it, right. I guess, you know.
If y'all need to chop wood for your furnace.
That's right.
Or if you guys need to prepare your whatever you prepare. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, come on. We live in the year 2022.
Jerry says No Shave November is coming up. You know, our son Brett last year did No Shave and he was trying to like, do No Shave November. And I'm like, no, I don't know. I get all itchy. You
Ben
know,
says, with Stash, he's going to be sporting the Colonel Sanders.
Hey, it's appropriate. It's where we live, right?
That's awesome. We're from Kentucky. Well,
maybe
live
I can give
you
one of them white suits with the little black bow tie. You know, probably not. Probably not going to be happening.
Yep. Okay. So Lynn says the thing about caterpillars is the sooner they come out, plus if they are all black, have a yellow patch or a white patch is a sign.
Yeah. Yeah. See, I know. And we've seen those. I mean, like literally you'll be driving down the highway and you're like, you can see it on the pavement. They're that noticeable.
Right. And also I think we saw them bright green, which makes them stick out on the highway. But you know what else is cool? When we first started traveling, which was 2011, when we first started traveling full time in ministry. One of the things I noticed as we would travel south, especially south and east, was all the armadillos that we would see alongside of the road. And that's not typically something we see in Kansas.
No.
And so when we started traveling a lot, I'm like, oh, look at the armadillos. Yeah. I just thought that was so cool.
But you know, the thing about it was, is I think they have been migrating farther and farther north. And I'm not sure there's probably a theory to this, but I remember we were starting to see them farther north than just Texas. You you know, in Oklahoma.
Yeah,
remember?
For sure. Missouri. We started seeing them in Missouri. Yep. And, mm-hmm. yep, for sure.
So that was something. I don't know if that was because of the habitat or if it was the weather or what it was, but, you know, or someone just loaded up a truckload of them and dumped them off in the middle of Oklahoma somewhere or what, you know.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember that was kind of something we started to notice. So.
Wow. Well, good morning. If you're just joining us, welcome to the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa Wright. We're so glad that you've joined us this morning. You know, you can listen to us on podcasts. You can watch us on, let's see, we're on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter. And here's the cool thing. You can go and check out the website at thegoodmorningshow.tv. And there's a page that will show you all the links where you can watch old episodes, stay current with episodes, and listen to the podcast. And so if you care, because sometimes it seems like, why would anybody?
Well,
but if you care, you have multiple ways to tune in, and we would love for you to do that. One of the things we really dig is if you go to our YouTube page, link over from that page.
Yeah, click the social links on our website, and that will reveal the page with all of these links that you're talking about. It's not really like a page and a menu, but there is when you click on the social media links, it'll automatically
and
open up the page.
And then go and follow our YouTube channel, The Good Morning Show, and we love that because that way you can stay current. Make sure you hit the bell for notification.
Yeah.
And that way you can stay current with what we're doing. Because we are going out of town at the end of the week, we're heading south down to the Gatlinburg area for a mountain
Tennessee.
Retreat. Yeah. We're going to be doing some ministry down there. And we're going to have some free time. We'd like to be able to do an on-location live stream.
That'd
and we
cool.
don't want you to miss it because we're not sure what time it's going to be done. But we want you to be able to join us. So if you're following us and you're subscribed to us and you're notified because of those subscriptions, then you will know when we go live with an interview or maybe we just sit in some picturesque, beautiful part of the mountains and go live.
For sure. Well, this past weekend, we had a really good weekend. I know that, you know, ministry in our area at the church, because we're in a low income, poverty level is really high area. We're in a shopping center, strip mall, our church is. A lot of people, when we told them where we were, they were like, are you guys with the church at our grocery giveaway?
Yeah.
They were surprised. They're like, oh, really? Right over here, you know?
Yeah.
And so people are just now kind of finding out about where we're at.
I just think new people, more people.
That's what I'm saying. More people are finding out about it. And we're having people who are just popping in, stopping on the sidewalk, hanging out. You know, we offer them water and we offer them some food if we've got it and whatever else it is. And it's interesting to see different people coming along. But, you know, their need is always so great. And I was talking to somebody else about how we have... we packed up 60 boxes and they were gone, you know, in less than a half an hour. And I said, the need is so much greater, you know, for people to meet the just the essentials. And so I think we're going to look at some other options that we can do to help more people.
I think the Lord's going to bring us provision to help us feed people who in this time really need some help with groceries.
Yeah. And Master Pastor Yehuda, he put in a Facebook thing to our group that said, let's shoot for 72 boxes.
Yep. We're going to do that
month. And
I'm in,
you know, every time we just up that and meet more needs.
You know, what was cool yesterday was we do not advertise anymore. We don't have to advertise.
We just put the signs out on the street.
Yeah, but we didn't have anybody holding signs or nothing. We just
media posts
because none.
Yeah,
Because the neighborhood, the territory that we pray for, that the church is in, and there's such need, and they are beginning to trust us. But the really cool thing was, we were able to take time yesterday. We always try to do this to pray and to visit and find the needs out of the people. And there was a lot of stories of transition and change.
Yeah.
People who have lost their job, unable to keep their home, living in their van. A lady whose husband has left and she's now a single mom with kids. And she hasn't been in the workforce for a while because she's been at home mom. And so we're learning all of these needs that happen because of life circumstances. And we're the church. You're the church in your community, and it's the church's job to step up and help meet the needs of the people in our communities.
Yeah.
And the question we always ask for 10, almost 11 years now, as we've traveled, is if the the church doors of your church close today, will anyone in your community notice tomorrow?
Yeah.
And the answer for that at River City Hope is yes, but it wasn't always yes, but it's yes because we really want to impact our community for Jesus. But no one wants to hear your good news of the gospel if their bellies are hungry if they're cold. So Jesus says, hey, take care of their immediate needs so their heart will be open to hear the gospel.
For sure.
And so that's what we do.
Yep. Yep. This weekend also, two words, taco pizza. Taco Bell. Taco pizza is back for who knows how long. I love the taco pizza.
I am so sorry that I did not pick up on those two words. The taco pizza is not bad, but you know, there's something on it that I don't care for. So I don't.
Oh, the beans.
Yeah. I don't, I'm not a fan of refried beans.
Yeah. I bet you there's other people who are not fans of those either, but I bet you the pizza being back thrills some people.
Right.
For their drive through hunger.
Pastor Scott's on this morning. Good morning, yep, Pastor good Scott. Man. We love you. And we're so glad to see you on this morning. Hey, what's in your cup? Hey, if you're just joining us, why don't you type in the chat box and let us know you've joined us and also where you're from. And also, what are you drinking? What's in your cup this morning? Yep. Hey, there's Mama Jeannie. We've missed you.
We were wondering where you were on Saturday.
We are so happy good. To see you. Mama Jeannie is in the foothills of North Carolina, mm-hmm. and she's drinking caramel pecan, and she's happy to be here.
Yeah.
And thank you for loving our grocery ministry. We're so, so, so excited that the Lord is going to raise up a new level of provision so that Ben's 72 boxes will turn into 100.
Yeah, yeah.
Amen.
For sure.
Amen.
Speaking of Ben, he said Mexican pizza. People are insane crazy for that. Not him, but he's witnessed others go crazy over it.
So. You guys, it's pretty good. I think it's pretty good. I also think they shouldn't like do away with it. And somebody told me they did away with it just so they could bring it back and make it a big thing again.
Kind of like
that
Coca-Cola
true?
When they messed up and made new Coke.
No, that was a huge mistake.
Came back to classic Coke.
Hey, there's my sister. Good morning, yes. Terry Lynn. Good to see you this morning. I'm happy to have you tuned in all the way from San Antonio / Marion, Texas.
Yes. Hey, today we're talking about for our morning motivation, how to honoring others. I think that's something that, definitely. Before we get into that, we got to pull Scott here. He's
drinking Gloria Jean's French Vanilla Supreme with creme brulee creamer. And he also got to see my grandbaby and Brett and Taylor Saturday night at the ball game.
Awesome.
I am jealous.
That's so good.
I love that baby Jed.
Yep.
He's our first grandson, our second grandchild.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a hunk of handsome.
So today we're talking about honoring others. And if we have other comments, it'll come in. We'll get that here in just a little bit. So keep your comments coming. Let us know you're there. What's going on in your world? What you're drinking in your cup this morning, if that's a thing, and just everything else. Honoring others. You know, we've said this often before, honor and see the good, call out the gold. We use phrases like that to really signify honor, right? And when you think about honor, it's like our words do matter because the word of God says in Proverbs 12, verse 25, anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad.
Amen.
So if you can encourage somebody, whether it's with a scripture or just with an attaboy or an attagirl or, you know, recognizing, that's the first one I wanted to talk about. When you recognize something, maybe you're in a meeting, like, I don't know, maybe you're a pastor and you're in a board meeting or you work at a job where you have meetings from time to time. Before moving on, especially if you're in a place where you're in a position of authority, commend those who worked on the previous item. Like if you just give a report about how great the grocery giveaway was, say, man, you know what? The people who were there, they just knocked it out of the park. They're praying with people. And if it's an in-person meeting, you know, you could say, Joe, you did such a great job when you did this, you know, call it out, recognize that because that honors someone for their efforts.
That's
right?
Good. That's good.
The second one is personal letters or notes. This is kind of a thing of the past. You do it. You're really good at this. Writing a note out for somebody. I mean, I'll see a sticky note on my computer every once in a while. I love those. Or maybe one of those cardboard things you give that, you know, note cards.
That's because you do that for me.
Well, I know, but see, it's something that I think is kind of a forgotten thing. My grandma used to, she would write out stuff and she'd be dropping notes and letters and mails to everybody. And I think generationally, we've kind of gotten us, technology has kind of taken us away from that too. But you know, if you get a handwritten note from somebody, especially if you put the time to put a stamp on it and an address and send it to somebody, they're going to cherish that a little more. And that means a little bit more. Emails, they're okay, but they're probably not going to get printed out and displayed around, you know, to remind them of how someone took the time to thank them and to honor them.
Hmm.
So okay. Do that. And you can keep blank note cards. Like you've got a little folder where you've got all these different cards, part of your scrapbooking history and things that you love to do. But maybe you just keep some of those things on hand so that when the time comes and you want to honor somebody, you're prepared for that. The next one is gratitude. Okay. This goes along with calling it out, calling out the gold, but it's also calling out the wisdom and the helpfulness of somebody who maybe they made a suggestion about something, especially when that suggestion is something that helps to offer to be a part of a solution.
Are you saying like, good job, Holy Spirit definitely gave you wisdom in that. And when you absolutely shared it, that was Holy Spirit.
Absolutely. Because that encourages that somebody to really say, oh, you know what? That idea really wasn't mine. I can't take that credit for that.
Yeah.
So it gives praise and glory to God.
Well, you know, every good and perfect thing
comes from the Father above.
Coming down from the Father of lights.
That's
you know,
right.
If you have a good thought and a perfect thought and it was really something positive that benefits, it's probably not from you.
Yeah.
It's probably from the Lord yeah in you. That's yeah how you know we hear his voice and we don't even always know that.
Yeah, for sure. Well, another thing that goes along with this is to give credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times, you know, somebody will say something, you're like, man, that's really profound. Where did you hear that? And they're like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Or however it comes about. But someone else's example, you can say, you know what? I brought coffee cake for the office today because I see how much the staff enjoys it when you consistently do thoughtful things for others.
So can I say something here?
It
may be stepping on toes.
No, go ahead.
But I think
you're a pastor. You can do that.
Well, it's good because this is about pastors. You know, I think that as pastors, we hear some really great rhema, or we hear some really good
rhema, meaning a word,
a really good word from the Lord through the mouth of someone else. And we sometimes we ingest it and we don't remember where it came from. But sometimes I think we need to give credit where credit is due. You know, I hear awfully good stuff from Rob McCorkle. And when I'm preaching, I try to quote him and give him credit for it.
Sure.
I don't want to take it as my own. It's kind of slimy, in my opinion. If you know where the quote came from, but you don't quote the person, don't take credit for something that came from someone else's heart. And the other side of that is sometimes we read so much as pastors and we're in the word and we're listening to so many different things that we pick up stuff and we couldn't possibly guess where it came from. And that's okay. We can
read. See, I heard it somewhere
from
somebody or
that,
whatever. You know?
But I think it's kind of slimy. And I'm saying this as a pastor, as a preacher. When we speak something out and it's so profound and it's so good and it isn't ours, but we kind of take credit for it. I don't want to be that person. I want to make sure I'm giving credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
And I know in the past I have spoken things out and I did not give credit where I should have. Sometimes that was totally by accident. And so my heart, the intention of my heart has been right. And I think we do that. And sometimes I've heard people quote the wrong person because the person who they quoted is always claiming it for their own, even though we know they heard it from somebody else. And I'm like, that's not cool, guys.
And of course, everything on the internet is completely 100% true and fact checked. No, it's
false
not.
Information. False information.
Yeah, and it's funny, I think sometimes we see those quotes that are attributed to the wrong person. They'll say, well, Benjamin Franklin is often quoted as saying this, but it really came from
Jesus,
something so far away.
Right. Yeah. It is not him.
Right.
Lynn says that there's a cashier, and Lynn works at Walmart, and Lynn says there's a cashier at work who never smiles. And she walked by her one day and said, hey, you're awesome. I appreciate you. I could see her process what I said. And she ended up giving me one of the most beautiful smiles I've ever seen.
That's so good.
You know what? A smile and kindness costs us nothing. Why?
Right.
You know, and plus is an example of representing Jesus. And
for
so
sure.
Good job, Lynn.
For sure. Another way that we can honor others is the way that we speak, the way that we talk about our words, like talking down to people. And I really dislike when we're in a store. Let's use this example. Like you're at Walmart and it's not the cashier's fault that, as Lynn said the other day, they don't have the LOL doll with the yellow hair, but they take it out on that person in the checkout line or whatever the case may be. And it's like, they are here because they need a job. It's an hourly wage. They will try to help you, I'm sure. But the way you're treating them right now, I don't think they really feel much like helping you.
Right. Well, even if they're doing something that's their absolute calling and career choice, nobody wants to be treated poorly.
Yeah, for sure. Well, so. Philippians 2, 3 says, do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility, count others more significant than yourselves.
That's good.
That's a good word to live by there.
Dr. Ketchum says, not only prefer others or defer to others, but prefer others over yourself. Yep. That's good. Yep. That's good word.
Yeah. This one here is one that we forget often because we're trying to train up a child in the way that they'll go so that when they're older, they won't forget, right? And they'll return to it. But we're busy being parents sometimes. I think another part of that we can balance is to encourage our children, encourage your grandchildren, whatever it is, because we're setting an example for what they should do. It's like discipling. You're discipling them.
Yeah, that's good.
Like the thoughtfulness of a simple gift. Well, Baylor received a packet of stickers.
Yeah. Heather gave Baylor a pack of Star Wars mini kids stickers, and they're so cool. And she just knows her well. Heather's got the gift of giving good gifts.
Yeah.
Missy does that too.
Yep, for sure.
Except for sometimes they show up with like how to make your own necklace and these teeny tiny beads that get all over my house and all over my carpet.
Yeah,
and you know, I don't get upset about that because Baylor's grandparents have lived so far away her whole life. And so when people of the church do exactly what you're talking about, they encourage Baylor by giving thoughtful, simple gifts or just a add a girl or just a hug.
Maybe just a notepad you picked up at Dollar Tree or something.
That kind of relationship building is invaluable. Yep. It encourages her and it also gives her extended family.
For sure.
And so good job. That's a great, what is this called?
This is for
idea.
Honor.
It's a great idea.
For honoring. Just a few more here real quick. Here's one that's important. Thank the thankless jobs people, right? Something that's normally not praised because it's expected, right?
You know,
we say, well, why would I praise somebody? Because it's expected that they're supposed to do those things. But here, like filling the soap dispensers in the church, in the restrooms, that kind of a thing. Typically, the people who take care of those things don't hear anything until they're empty.
Oh, yeah.
Or until there's no toilet paper or whatever the case may be. So thank those thankless. Be the one who notices they're not empty and praise the faithfulness of those who serve.
How about the kid or the guy or the gal that's always taking the push shopping carts back into the store.
Mm-hmm, right.
Like everyone is angry when there's no carts to go shopping.
Right. You see
but
them all
no
piled
one
up.
Thanks the guys that are out there in the rain, you know, stacking them up to bring them in. That's a good
for
idea.
Sure.
Again, boy, you're good at
for
this.
For sure. For sure. Next to last one here, thankfulness. Just say to somebody, I thank God for you. I mean, that's scriptural, but if you really appreciate somebody, just say, I thank God for you. That is a really easy way to open the door for conversation, for witnessing, and for them to see, you know, say, well, you know, God's never really been big in my life or whatever. You just opened a door that allows you to kind of hear and understand the heart of that person. Number 9, serve others. You know, how can I serve you today? What can I do for you? That kind of a thing. And then the last one is ask somebody's advice because that shows honor and respect. It means you respect and honor their wisdom and their opinions and their experience. So ask somebody for some advice. Don't be afraid to ask.
And if somebody asks you for advice and that somebody doesn't take it, don't be offended that they didn't take your advice. Who cares? It's okay to be loving and kind and not. Lynn says that retail's horrible, that people say, well, we paid them to do that. You know, that is a crummy comment.
For sure.
We should not say that ever to anyone.
For sure.
Well, you get paid to do this. Mm-hmm. Who cares?
Yep. And all of this today, this honor and everything, it centers around the law of the harvest is what we like to call it. Okay.
Yeah.
Because you reap what you sow. Reaping follows the planting, right? You sow, you plant, the reaping comes, the crop matches the seed that is sown. Mm-hmm. You don't plant wheat and get corn. You don't plant kindness or you don't plant disgruntled, upset and get kindness, right?
That's right.
So harvest is usually in greater quantity than the amount sown. So
this is a really good topic and it's definitely Holy Spirit in you coming out because Dan shared last week about some of the fruit of honor. Mm. And so let me just say, I have a real thing about this because so many times we see people teaching and preaching a culture of honor. That is the kingdom of God principle that you live a culture of honor, preferring others above yourself and honoring them.
So
but
true.
So many times we see people teaching and preaching it and not living it. Living it is difficult compared to teaching it. And so we need to be people who are doers of the word, not just preachers of the word or hearers of the word.
That's right.
And one of the things that Dan shared, is it okay if I share?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
One of the things that Dan shared is that living preferring others, a culture of honor, is gives the Lord, the Holy Spirit, a greater landing pad to come and manifest in a greater way. Let me tell you, the opposite of honor is a spirit of jealousy and comparison.
Yep.
And that will rob your anointing. It will suck the anointing. It will rob the joy. It really, if a place agrees with a corporate spirit of jealousy, can rob the place of seeing the manifest work of God in that place, because too many people are running around jealous of everybody else.
Yeah.
And so in the church, it is critical that we live what Terry is teaching us today, not just for the health of our mental health every day in life, but for the health of our church. We have got to be a people who live a kingdom culture of honor.
And it starts in the family.
And
it really does.
Absolutely does. Mm-hmm. And we have to not only rebuke, but we have to work diligently to not agree with the spirit of jealousy and comparison. And criticism follows
that
one as well.
That's right.
So that is a freebie. That's not your word for the day. Okay, so Mama Jeannie says, since she's not writing until they get to the house, God gave her the assignment to honor and encourage other authors by buying, reviewing, giving, and recommending their books on her website and email list. It's been fun and personally rewarding. They're so appreciative, and I've made many new writer friends. That is a great word.
That is.
Good for you. What a wonderful way to honor others.
That is so good.
Amen.
For sure.
Amen.
For sure. So what do you got for the word for your day today?
You know, the word for my day is out of the ever popular book of Titus.
Okay. You mentioned that earlier.
Well, I was spending time soaking in the word this morning in my early morning time with the Lord. And, this really spoke to me.
Where are you at in Titus?
It's Titus 2:14 and then Titus 3. Mm-hmm. 1 and 2.
Okay. Titus 2:14 and chapter 3:1 and 2.
That's exactly right. Okay. And so Titus 2:14 says, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself a people for his own possession, zealous for good deeds. Mm. And then if you jump down a verse to 3:1, it says, remind them to be subject to the rulers of and to authorities, to be obedient and be ready for every good deed. Here is the important verse that really spoke to me. To malign no one, to be uncontentious, gentle, showing every consideration for all people. The word of the Lord. You know, I'm taken by something from each of these verses. Okay. So in verse 14, it finishes zealous for good deeds. So we are not saved on the basis of our works. But James says in the book of James, the word of God says that faith without works is dead. So what we need to understand is our faithful relationship with Jesus Christ is so full that out of that overflow, we desire to do good works, not just desire to do good to others, but this says zealous for good deeds. And so I have heard this twice this weekend. One of the best things about River City Hope is our outreach and our giveaway, because it's a chance to make a difference in the lives of others, people we don't know. It gives us a chance to love them and a platform to pray with them and encourage them, far more than just giving them food. And honestly, this is our people's favorite thing to do, is to pray and love and minister to other people. Our people are zealous for good deeds because of what's going on in their private relationship with Jesus.
Right.
And so I'm excited about that verse. It's important that we understand our works will never save us. It's a gift of grace and mercy that Jesus Christ performed the work on the cross for our salvation. It is a gift. You cannot earn it. You cannot work your way to it. You receive it. Receive it, believe it, live in a relationship with him. But out of that right relationship should overflow a zealousness for good deeds, not just giving food away, but loving people, being kind to people, like we're talking about, honoring people today. Wow, we didn't The Lord always.
I never knew what you were going to bring.
Lord always brings such agreement in the word
and clarity
and clarity. So I just thank him for that. But we should be zealous. And then in those other two verses that I read, you know, we have to be people who honor rulers and authorities, and to do every opportunity be obedient, not just especially to the word of God, not because we're legal, not because we're legalistic, but because we love him. John 14:15, if you love me, you'll obey my commandments. We obey because it's our act of love toward God. And so the other thing that we do is we obey rulers and authorities that the Lord has placed over us in the structure of the church, in our governments, in our workplaces. We have to honor. We may not love our bosses or our leaders or our presidents or our prime ministers. Come on. But we love them enough to pray for them, to respect them, and to uphold them, not because we care or agree with their personal choices. Okay? So that's important.
Right.
This is the word of God. Okay? And secondly, in verse 2, it says to malign no one. Don't speak evil or don't think ill of anybody. Don't disgrace anybody. Don't disrespect anybody. Don't dishonor anybody. It says malign no one. And be uncontentious. What does that mean? Don't be one who causes arguments and strife. That's what that means. It means be gentle and show every consideration for all people. I promise you, I did not know that we were doing a segment on honoring today, but if I had known that, I would have used these verses because they go right along. Jesus is bringing this hand in hand. This is the word for why we live a kingdom culture of
honor.
Right. So bless you guys. Can we pray into this really quickly?
For sure. Let's do it.
Lord, I thank you for your word. I thank you for going forth this morning by way of Queen Elizabeth's funeral to the nations, to the world. And I thank you for bringing it forth right now to those who are gathered on this live stream. Thank you for your word. We bless your word. It may not be easy for us to live your word, but we love you so much. We very much want to, Jesus. So thank you for making us zealous for good works out of the overflow of our relationship with you. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for calling us to be people who honor authority and respect authority, for that's part of your kingdom. And Lord, thank you for calling us to malign no one, to not be disgraceful or dishonoring to anyone. And no matter what they do to us first, we will not do that in return. And thank you for helping us be uncontentious, gentle people who show consideration for all others. And Lord, I thank you for working this in our lives. According to your spirit, we choose to agree with this word. And we pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. And that, my friends, is your word for the day.
Amen. That was a good word. I love how God ties things together like that. Like
yeah, you thank said, you. Know? It must be that you are listening to the Spirit who lives inside of you. And I am listening to the Holy Spirit that lives inside of me. And the Spirit brings unity. So
imagine what we could do if we all did that
how
together.
Exciting.
Right? Yeah.
How exciting.
Pastor
bless
Rick
the Lord.
Grable, good morning.
Hey,
he's
Pastor.
Joined us this morning. And also Loretta. Loretta Smith is on with us this morning.
Good morning, Loretta. Good to see you.
Yeah. And Jerry said it's time for him to go into surgery. So
Jerry, we're praying and believing for your whole healing today.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah. So good.
How exciting, you guys.
Wow. Wow.
Lots of good things are happening.
Yes. Yes. You know, over the weekend we talked about we had the Wheel of History. We talked about a few things.
Yeah.
I found a really interesting one that happens this week in history in 1985. Okay. September 21st. So just in a couple of days, because today's the 19th. George Clooney makes his Facts of Life debut.
That's big news.
I didn't say it was big news. I said it was fun.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Theme song. Theme song quiz time.
You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the facts of life.
Oh, that's so good.
Well, yes, Mama Jeannie, I do.
It is good when Holy Spirit makes a plan come together.
Even when we didn't know there was a plan.
That's right. I love it. So George Clooney appeared in 17 episodes of the show, right? Which aired from 79 to 88 and chronicled the lives of the group of young women, right? At the boarding school. The fictional boarding school. And years later, he moved on to Hollywood superstardom. It was in the hit TV medical drama ER. And I didn't get to mention it, but on Saturday, it was the debut of ER as well. On Saturday. So it's like all this stuff kind of floating around about, you know, these people and stuff. But here was an interesting thing. He went on to films Perfect Storm, Ocean's 11, 12, and whatever they had after that. And then he was born on May 6th, 1961. Do you see where he was born?
Lexington,
Kentucky, just down the road from us here, right? He's the son of the journalist and TV host Nick Clooney and the nephew of the well-known singer Rosemary Clooney.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and I think Rosemary Clooney was just up the road from Lexington up into the West Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky area,
That's cool.
If I'm not mistaken. And so, of course, Facts of Life, he was also on the popular sitcoms of the day, Roseanne, the drama Sisters. He was on The Golden Girls, Murder, She Wrote, a lot of those favorite, you know, shows from back in the day that a lot of people remember. But he first shot to fame as Dr. Doug Ross on the medical drama ER. And while he was on ER, he also headlined the movie Batman and Robin, where he actually played Batman.
I'm Batman.
Yeah. And Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? The guy,
that
the jailbreak guy.
It's a great movie.
Oh man. It's crazy.
My brother and my dad and I sang as a trio in Constant Sorrow. In Constant Sorrow.
Of Constant Sorrow.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so as we look at the history side of things segment, birthdays this week, look at that one. In 1290, Bilbo Baggins, a fictional main character of The Hobbit.
You talk about weird, useless trivia.
Yeah, 1290, Bilbo Baggins' birthday. It's recorded somewhere that today is his birthday. 1926, jazz great John Coltrane. 1927, Tommy Lasorda. Of course, he was American Baseball Hall of Fame
now
and coach for the Dodgers. And Ray Charles was born in 1930, right? Just Music Georgia on my mind.
Right. Well, for all the things that he did, one of the coolest things he would do when he would sing America the Beautiful at a ballpark or at a sporting
amazing.
Event.
Amazing. Still one of my favorite renditions.
That will bring a tear to my eye every time.
And a lot of times at 4th of July, they'll include it into the fireworks show, into the music that accompanies it.
Love it.
It's so iconic, right? Hit the road, Jack. Julio Iglesias,
Iglesias.
The girls I've loved before, right? 1943. Also the same year, Marty Schottenheimer, who, if you were a Kansas City Chiefs fan back in the day, you know that he was the football coach, also Cleveland Browns, and the Chargers. In 1949, Bruce Springsteen, the Boss, okay. Love him, hate him, he's still made his place in the icon in music history. 1958, another operatic singer, Andrea Bocelli. Mm. Yeah, 1958. He was born in Italy. 1959, George Costanza. Okay, Jason Alexander, right? the actor who played George. And 1970, Mike Matheny, another baseball. He was American ball player, Milwaukee Brewers, and also the manager for the Kansas City Royals. Mm-hmm. Born in Columbus, Ohio.
Where our son-in-law is from.
How crazy is
and
that?
And our kids live there now.
Yeah, and of course, American Christian singer, musician, Bethany Dillon, also celebrating her birthday today. So I wanted to put that one in there.
Okay.
So, yeah, for
awesome.
Sure. Happy birthday and whatever else. If you're having a birthday this week, this month, let us know, right? We want to celebrate you as well. What are you listening for?
I was just thinking. I was thinking of the date. It's like toward the end of September, so I'm thinking birthdays or whatever.
Yeah.
So,
well, our son Brett
is
coming up
the
in October.
Next one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And then November hits with you and your dad Gary and
Taylor.
Mm-hmm. And so, do we have any December birthdays? Oh, Asher June. Yeah.
And we got an anniversary.
She'll be a year old.
Yeah.
Wow.
Man, this year has gone fast.
My mom and dad's anniversary is in November, and my brother's birthday in November.
Things are just flying by.
Can you believe it? And Arnita's birthday, my sister-in-law, yeah.
We're only like literally, I think fall, like the actual autumnal equinox.
Yeah.
Look at that. I said a big word.
Oh, wow.
Is it this week or next week? I think like it's legitimately fall. Like it's legitimately get your hoodie out, your pumpkin spice latte, basic white girl fall is about to hit, you guys.
Let's see. First day of fall. Well, hey, you know what? Let's try my Siri thing. Hey, Siri. What's the first day of fall in the United States this year?
Yeah, she's helpful, isn't she?
Yeah.
Very, very helpful.
Maybe it's because I've got her silenced.
It could also be because she doesn't like you.
Hey, Siri.
Nope.
What's the first day of fall in the United States this year?
Yeah, Apple is not going to live stream with us this morning.
I think it's because of Bluetooth or something.
All right, let's try it. Are you ready?
September 22nd. Go ahead.
It is this. Yeah. Okay, well,
go ahead and try it. It's
hey, Siri. What's the first day of fall 2022?
Thursday is St. Morris's Day.
Thursday is?
Yeah, I don't know what St. Morris is. Hey, I said
hey,
fall.
Hey, Siri. What's the first day of fall in the United States this year?
Siri hates him. He never
I'm going
answers.
Android.
He
I'm
never.
Going back
no,
to Android.
You do it. But
hey,
you know,
Siri,
okay, it's the 22nd.
I'm going back to using an Android phone.
It's September 20. Yeah, he's going to answer you now. September 22nd. And that is literally in like 3 days. So yeah, it's this week. And I'm excited about that because we have a couple more days of warm weather and then that's it. The cool off begins Thursday where it's not going to get any higher than the 70s. And I don't know about you guys. Hey, it's on my nephew's birthday.
Hey,
Mikey's birthday is the 22nd.
Birthday,
yeah. That's awesome. And so I'm super excited about that.
That is cool.
And one of the cool things about fall down here is we have some beautiful venues to see the fall leaves change.
Yeah.
Not to mention the smoke Mountains, but also like Red River Gorge and all the places down here. It's beautiful to see the leaves change. And so I am on fire for that. I'm excited to do some fall hiking this year too. And I'm getting in shape for that. So Mikey's going to be 16 on the
22nd.
Wow. 16 years old.
That's unbelievable. How did that happen?
I don't know. All the kids are growing and it makes me feel just a little bit old.
I don't know what happens when the time goes like that.
I still cannot believe your Siri is so nasty to you.
You know what popped up at the very top of my thing? It said it had a link for Apple support. And I'm like, what?
See, Apple even knows that Siri doesn't like Terry. So they're just like, here's some support. We'll pat your back and counsel you through.
I got to try one more time. Hey, Siri. Hey, Siri.
Sleeping.
Tell me a joke.
Nothing. You guys hear this? Yeah. Yep. Yep. Nothing. Siri is not responding.
Seriously? Come on.
Oh, his phone has never, like Siri has never worked right on your phone. And when she used to answer, she would go, mm-hmm.
Right.
He'd say, hey Siri. And she'd go, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's
like
funny.
She was totally bothered.
No, it's funny though, because there used to be a time where I could talk and they would say stuff back. And now it's like, they're not even talking.
Well,
I'm too busy. Sorry. Aren't you glad God's not like that? Hey, I got too many things going on other places around the world.
Wow,
you'll have
freak.
To just take your problem elsewhere.
Yeah. Hey, if you're just joining us, it's toward the end of our show, but you've tuned into the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa Wright. And we're so glad that you're here and we do this. People are probably like, what are you guys doing? I'll tell you what we're doing. And this is like how many episodes in?
This is 39.
So this is our 39th episode, which means our next episode is going to be 40, which is a big deal because I really thought we'd get maybe two or three into this. And so after a couple of years of planning, and this is on Terry's heart, we tried doing this and you guys just keep tuning in and supporting us. So we just keep showing up to give encouragement, to share the word, to pray with you. By the way, if you have a prayer request, we'd love to pray for you. And Lynn's right. Siri is persnickety. She's stinky.
Yeah.
But
yeah. If you've got a prayer request, be sure and let us know.
Yeah.
Look, I'll give you an example. Hey, Google, tell me a joke. Is it my volume?
It's clearly your phone today.
Operator error. Okay. All right. Tell me a joke.
What's the difference between a guitar and a fish?
What's the difference?
You can tune a guitar, but you can't tune a fish.
Oh, okay.
Wah.
Yeah,
right.
It was supposed to be that one there. All right. But see, Google will talk to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I had my volume up when it was on Siri before.
Okay.
So I don't know. It's a conspiracy.
Let's move past that because
we're all over it.
And you know,
we
don't have like Alexa in the house or anything, but the way Siri treats Terry, it's probably best that we don't have another one.
Which incidentally, if you do have an Alexa or an Echo Dot in your house, you know, you can just say, hey, Alexa, play the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa, and it will comply and do that.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Lynn, if you guys have a joke of the day, thanks for the reminder, Lynn. If you guys have a joke of the day, put it in the chat box and we will pick one joke. Typically we have a couple coming at us. Sometimes, the other day we had like six.
Yeah.
So put one in the chat box. We'll choose one joke of the day. We'll share it and then we'll hear your guys's guess and answer for the punchline.
And I'll also tell you this in the blog at thegoodmorningshow.tv. I usually create some kind of a little meme for the joke of the day.
Yeah.
And, you can share those on your Facebook page or whatever you want to do. If you think they're funny, think people might get a kick out of it, and you can steal those or share those off of our either our blog or I haven't put it on Facebook or anything like that. Sometimes I will on the Facebook page for the Good Morning Show, but you can get it on our blog for sure. Just drag it off on your desktop.
While we're waiting, we've got one joke. If you guys have a joke, throw it in there. We'll see what we get. But here's a thought. Today we're drinking, if you're just tuning in to the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa, we're drinking Good as Gold Coffee. It's a family coffee roasters out of Worcester, Maine. And so we want to tell you that if there's any coffee roasters or coffee brand that you recommend, let us know. We love trying new coffee. And also we really want to support Christian Coffee Roaster.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them out there
that are geared toward missions, missions work.
A lot of the coffee roasters that we're finding are sending their profits to the mission field or to buy Bibles for different countries or places or people groups. And we'd love to know who they are, drink their coffee, give it a rate, and maybe even encourage others to buy that. Let me know if you guys find something that you really, really love and you think it's worth checking out.
For sure.
And
for
don't recommend icky coffee. We don't want to drink icky coffee.
No, who does, right?
I don't know. But everybody's taste buds are different. What may be icky to me may be lovely to you.
That's
so
true.
I still want your recommendations on Christian coffee roasters or really good causes.
Yeah.
And I love supporting small business as well.
Yeah.
Not that I have a problem with Starbucks because their coffee's good. It really is. But if we can support local business and local roasters, even if they're not local to us, we just really want to do that. Plus, it gives us the opportunity to try new coffee.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, you mentioned who wants to drink bad coffee and all that kind of stuff. But I'm thinking there's a lot of situations where we found this out on Sunday. Jeff Swartz and Trooper bought some Michigan cherry in the pods, the Keurig pods.
We're always talking about Michigan cherry on here because we all love it.
And so when they made it and then when we tasted it, because he brought them to church, it did not have the same taste as the fresh ground. So
it was a K-cup.
Yeah. So if we can get them in beans and grind them ourselves, that's even better.
Yeah, we prefer to do that.
You know, you take what you can get, right?
Yep. Okay. So here it is. Here's your joke of the day. The joke of the day is, why did the man name his salamander Tiny?
All right.
Why did the man name his salamander Tiny? If you have a guess for the punchline, would you go ahead and type it in your chat box? Why did the man name his salamander Tiny? Today's joke comes to us from Oklahoma City and Lynn Housel. Today's joke of the day is, why did the man name his salamander Tiny?
I like the way you went to your radio voice.
My radio voice. Did you like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so while you guys are guessing and we're waiting for your guests to come in, because there is a little bit of a delay, Loretta wants to give praise. We prayed for her son-in-law, Mike, who has pancreatic cancer, and last report was they could no longer see the tumor.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And he's still going through chemo for 6 more weeks. And so, Lord, we praise you. We thank you, God. Am I going to get an applause? Here.
There you go.
We thank you, God, for the work you're doing in Mike's body. We pray that you will continue that whole healing work in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. We give you highest praise.
Standing ovation.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah,
and we also pray for our little sister and friend, Casey Powell, right now, who's going through chemo. And Lord, you're providing a miracle for her body. You're going to bring a healing for her blood disease. And Lord, it's a rough road right now. And so, Father, we just need you to heal the effects of the chemotherapy on Casey's life. In Jesus' name, we pray and believe. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So are we back to waiting again?
We're still waiting for an answer for today's joke, which is, why did the man name his salamander Tiny? I'm having hair issues today. Sorry about that.
Me too.
Yeah. No, you're not. Your hair looks really nice.
here.
Consequently, here. If you didn't tune in earlier, you didn't hear us asking what you think of Terry's mustache.
It's not really a mustache. It's
what do you call it then?
I don't know.
It's hair above your lip underneath your nose. Sure, of course. But that's the definition
of a mustache.
It's kind
of a test drive, though. It's not really like a full-blown, I haven't purchased it yet.
I'm not asking you to do like the wax thing that curls up. I'm just saying it's
like
hair,
a little snidely
it's
whiplash.
Hair above your lip and under your nose. It's a mustache. I just want to know if people think you should keep it. I kind of like it.
Well, all right. So nobody's got the answer, Lynn.
No, okay,
why
Lynn.
Why did the man name his salamander Tiny?
Lynn,
let us off the hook, will you?
Jump in with the punchline and the answer to your joke today. We would love to hear that.
What do you think it is?
If you have...
Because he was just a little frog? No.
A salamander?
Yeah, salamanders turn into frogs.
Tadpoles turn into frogs.
Okay, what's salamander turn into?
I think it's a lizard or something. It's different.
Oh, okay.
It's not the same thing.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because he's minute.
Minute.
Minute. A salamander is a newt.
Not maxute. Minute.
Ah, very small. Minuscule. Minuscule newt.
That's actually pretty funny, Lynn.
Yeah.
You gonna give her a little praise for that
one? Yeah, let's give her some more here.
Well, we love it. You guys, it's time for us to say goodbye. You have been tuning in to the Morning Motivation on the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa Wright, and we've loved having you. We've loved meeting with you and praying with you and sharing the word with you and hearing your hearts today. And I want you to know we're going to do it again this week. What day, what time? Not sure. But if you are following us on our social media accounts, you're going to hear. And so we'd love to tune in with you again later this week.
Don't forget to subscribe at our website. You can just put your email and your name in there and you'll get all the notifications. Aside from even the YouTube stuff, you'll get notifications about going special programming and all those kinds of things. And who knows, we might even give away some stuff. So, you know, if you're on that list, you are in the club.
Okay, so
you're in
today,
the family.
I want
that.
You guys to remember, you are full of the Holy Spirit of the living God, not a junior Holy Spirit.
That's right.
Not one devoid of power or love, but one that is full of the power of the living God living inside of you. Why don't you go release him today and make a difference in the lives of the people around you? I promise you, not only will you encourage others, but it will encourage yourself. We love you today. We thank you so much for tuning in. You mean so much to us. Whatever you're going through, you're not walking it alone. We're here for you. Let us know if we can pray or agree with anything in your life.
That's
we thank
right.
you so much for tuning in.
Honor those people you come in contact with, all right? And our words matter, so let's do it.
All right. Love you guys.
We'll see you soon.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for tuning into the Good Morning Show with Terry and Melissa. You can catch up on previous episodes, our social pages, and drop us a line at our website, thegoodmorningshow.tv. Thanks for listening.